This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union is preparing sanctions on Russian oil sales after a major shift on Monday by Germany, Russia's biggest energy customer, that could deprive Moscow of a large revenue stream within days. The European Commission is expected to propose a sixth package of EU sanctions this week against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, including a possible embargo on buying Russian oil. Kiev says Russia's energy exports to Europe, so far largely exempt from international sanctions, are funding the Kremlin war effort with millions of euros every day. Meanwhile, the first civilians to be evacuated from a giant steel plant in Mariupol arrived on Monday in the Ukrainian-held city of Zaporizhia after an overnight bus journey across the front line, and evacuees are painting a picture of destruction, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Marina, arriving in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, in a car with smashed windows, says first she fled from her home to her parents. Both apartments are now destroyed by bombing. She ended up at a country house with no water or electricity. On the way out of Mariupol, she picked up Natalia Potocka and her grandson, who spoke of hiding in the basement, a lack of food, and constant shelling day and night. Evacuee Alexander Vorotelin says Azovstal was bombed 24 hours a day. The Ukrainian Azov Regiment and the Russian Defense Ministry both released video set to show civilians being evacuated from underneath the flattened steel plant on Sunday, climbing over rubble and boarding waiting buses in an operation coordinated with the Red Cross. One Azov Regiment deputy commander said they could hear voices of people still alive under destroyed buildings that would be difficult to save without special equipment. I'm Jennifer King.
After being forced to abandon an assault on Kiev at the end of March, Russia has launched a major offensive in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Monday armed gangs who kidnapped dozens of passengers in an attack on a train in northern Nigeria are using civilians as human shields, making it difficult for the military to carry out a rescue mission. Nigeria's state railway company said last month that 168 people were missing following the March 28th attack. Local media last week showed a video of victims of the kidnap, including a baby recently born to one of the abducted women. The video could not be verified. Buhari said the government, which has been criticized for not doing enough to rescue passengers, was trying to avoid a what he called tragic outcome in any rescue operation. In the U.S., the Supreme Court rules against the city of Boston in a Christian flag case, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Boston violated the free speech rights of a conservative activist when it refused his request to fly a Christian flag on a flagpole outside City Hall. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote for the court that the city discriminated against the activist because of his religious viewpoint. The city had approved 284 consecutive applications to fly flags before it rejected the activist's request because it was a Christian flag. The city has said that if it lost the Supreme Court case, it would probably change its policy to take more control of what flags fly. I'm Walter Ratliff.
New Zealand has welcomed back tourists for the first time in more than 2 years. AP correspondent Karen Thomas reports.
Maori performers welcomed the first arrivals at Auckland International Airport. New Zealand, famous for its breathtaking scenery and adventure holidays, used to host over 3 million tourists a year. But international tourism stopped altogether in early 2020 after New Zealand imposed some of the world's toughest border restrictions. For 2 years, many relatives and loved ones were unable to visit each other. That included budding romances that were stopped in their tracks, like this passenger who just arrived at Auckland Airport.
It was about 3 years between when we saw each other. We met in Japan, and you had already come back to New Zealand when we decided to make a go of it romantically, and could have planned better.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern hailed the move as a great step towards normal life, but also as a benefit to New Zealand's tourist industry.
The arrival of our Northern Hemisphere friends will further propel our economic recovery.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Recapping our top story, the European Union is preparing sanctions on Russian oil sales after a major shift on Monday by Germany, Russia's biggest energy customer, that could deprive Moscow of a large revenue stream within days. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.